Shas Rosh Hashiva. So what are we doing here? As members of Klal Yisrael, we have many strange minhagim. But if we stopped and thought for a moment, this might be at the top. Of course, at different times in the year, we have various tefillos that we add in. And if it was Rosh Chodesh, we're saying Yal V'Yovel and Hallel. And in Purim and in Chanukah, we're adding Al Nisim. We add tefillos. And it makes a lot of sense that this time of the year, we're going to add tefillos. And show that we take this time very, very seriously. The Yom Noraim, Yimei Hadin. To say Selichos, that's not strange. But this late at night, like really? Couldn't we say Selichos, add it on to our Shachris, like we do at other times in the year, like we'll do for the remainder of the days of Selichos? Mamish in the middle of the night, most of us would be getting ready or already have gone to sleep by now. Why such a minhag? Why such a minhag in the middle of the night? Or those ba'ashmoras haboker, very early in the morning, specifically at a time when we usually would be sleeping. Why is now the time for slichos? So the Baal HaTurim, in this upcoming week's parasha, the Baal HaTurim on the psukim that deal with tshuva, says on these beautiful words, Umol Hashem Elokecha Slavavcha Slavav Zarecha, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu will circumcise us, will circumcise our hearts. So first of all, Turim explains, Es Levavcha, the Es Levav, is Rosh HaTevos El. We're always looking for these connections in the Pesukim, and Yilado Divido Dili, Es Levavcha, the Es Levav, your heart, Es Levav Zarecha, Alav Lamed Vav Lamed, Es Levavcha, the Es Levav, is a Remez L'El. If we stop there, there'd be what to talk about. But the Baal HaTurim continues. It says, Rosh HaTevos El, Lekach Nagu Lahashkim Lizbal Slichos. And therefore, based on these words, seems to be from the Baal HaTurim, we get up early, or tonight very late at night, to say Slichos. Somehow this pasuk, Es Levavcha Levav Zarecha, Mol Hashem Elokecha, is the key. Tells us why we are here right now, when usually we'd be in our beds. So we have to understand that the truth is, every single one of us wants so deeply to always be connected to Hashem. And inside, the Pnimius, we all have such ahava for the Rabbanu Shalom. We appreciate all that He does for us. We understand that He's by our side. But sometimes, it stays within. In the Pasuk in Shir HaShirim, the second parak, in the seventh pasuk, it says, "Im ti'iru v'im ta'oruru as ahava." Im ti'iru v'im ta'oruru. Lashon of orer, to wake up. We're trying to wake up our ahava. Im ti'iru v'im ta'oruru. The first word, "Im ti'iru," la'orer, is with one resh. V'im ta'oruru is with two resh.
The Baal Tanya in Likutei Torah, Shneur Zalman Liadi, he explained so beautifully that the first Tiiru, the first waking up of the Ahava, is our Chitzoinius on the outside. And to Oru two reishes is the Pnimius within us. You see, the Emes is that each and every one of us, he explains, has such deep Ahava, such deep love for Hashem.
And we want to be davening. We want to be learning. We want to be mekayim Torah mitzvahs. But sometimes we're just asleep. What does it mean to be asleep? So when we're sleeping, we're alive. When we're sleeping, our brain is functioning. And we have dreams, and we have thoughts. But whatever those thoughts are, whatever those dreams are forgotten when we wake up. And we're only asleep. Those thoughts and those inner feelings don't translate into action. Don't translate into our ma'asim. The avoda of these days, the avoda of all of El, of Aser Shemei Tshuva, of Elel Slichos, is to wake up. To wake up our pnimios and our chitzoinios. To awaken that which we have within us. Just like when we're sleeping, we have so much that's there. But we need to wake up in order to act upon who we are. So we wake up and revitalize the Ahava that's there during these days. That each and every one of us really has. That tremendous Ahava for the Ribbono Shel Olam. But what's the problem? What is that spiritual slumber that each and every one of us, we have our Yetzirah, whatever that is, that's holding us back and keeps us asleep from the true Eved Hashem that we all want to be, that we all can be, that's all within us. And it covers over who we know we can be and want to be. If you look at the Ramban, in this pasuk in Nitzavim, this pasuk that refers to El, the Ramban talks about a circumcision of the heart and a removal of that impediment, that Yetzirah, so that we're free, so that we could be awake and be in touch with that neshama, be in touch with that Ahava that each and every one of us really truly has. It's just covered over. It's covered over by the society that we live in. It's covered over by much that we allow our eyes to look at. And what we allow ourselves to be a part of in the secular world. And we cover over that Kedusha, that Neshama. But this time in the year, we try to wake ourselves up. We try to remove, remove all the impediments of our heart. Our heart's alive. The Ahava's there. Some of us, we ask, I don't feel the Ribbono Shel Olam. I don't feel it when I daven. I don't feel it when I'm learning. We have it within us. That just means it's covered over. Lamashal, just to understand. Mashal, I like to tell over. You know, I happen to love orange juice. I love orange juice. Only Tropicana. None of the rest come close. Not sure why they all say they're 100% out. Pure orange juice, but only Tropicana got it right. So we all know, so if you have orange juice, it's delicious. But if at night you brush your teeth, and then you take that same cup of orange juice, suddenly, it's disgusting. Mom, she can't drink it. Now, is there anything wrong with orange juice? Inherently, the orange juice is that same tasty orange juice. The problem is, you're taking it in because your mouth has just been coated with toothpaste. So your taste buds are off. It's not that the orange juice has any issue. It's that this covering with the toothpaste that creates a situation that you can't enjoy that orange juice that usually you enjoy. Each and every one of us has an neshama that naturally loves Torah, loves davening, and is bursting with love for Hashem. But throughout the year, we're brushing our teeth. Throughout the year, we're covering it over. So that when we take in the Torah and the tefillah and the mitzvos, it just doesn't have the same taste. But inherently, we're full of ahava. Inherently, we want to. Im tiru vim toiru es ahava. We just have to wake up the ahava. And show that we're awake. So one time a year, at a crazy hour, when normally we'd never be davening, chatzos halayla, we'd be sleeping, we come together, and we show the Rabban Shalom, we're waking up. We're waking up. I'm no longer asleep. Just like physically I'm waking up, and I'm not sleeping at a normal time I'd be sleeping. Achrei pulosav bo machshavosav. That if I'm physically up now, I tell my neshama, I tell my lev, I have to be up. I have to wake up. But it's only waking up, let's not forget. We have it within us. It's there. We're not looking and we're not yearning to be someone we can't be. A lot of people have it wrong. And a lot of people we go through these days, El, Rosh Hashanah, Aser Shmei Tshuva, Yom HaKippurim, and year in and year out, we go through the motions, but ultimately don't make much of it. Because we think the goal is to become this tremendous tzaddik, and this tremendous person that we look at as role models perhaps. You know, the goal is to be yourself. The goal is just to wake up. The goal is to be in touch with our neshama that we have within ourselves. That's there. To get our taste buds back. To remove the impediments. And just be true to oneself. The minog by the Svardim is to start slichos already. Rosh Chodesh Elul. We don't start till tonight. It's hard for us to daven. Svardim understand how to daven. We should learn. But what do we start Rosh Chodesh Elul? Rosh Chodesh Elul, we start blowing shofar. And that shofar, we know, as the Rambam explains, is to wake us up. These slichos tonight are the same. I know personally, every single year, that first morning of shofar, of course, it's a drop of movement, a drop of feeling, but we get used to that very quickly. But it's a lel slichos. When in a few moments, we're going to daven together, and we're going to hear from the Manal, from the Rosh Hashiva, that haunting niggin of Kaddish, the Kaddish of the Yamim Narayim. Who doesn't feel that inside? Whose neshama is not awakened? But the avoid is that. It's just to wake up and know that we have it within us. We're just sleeping. It's not becoming someone new. And we can get up. Each and every one of us. You know, it's incredible. If you pay attention tonight, When we get to the Pizmon that we'll sing together, B'moitzei Menucha. So the Pizmon set up like many Pizmonim, according to the Aleph Beis. Every pasuk starts with another letter of the Aleph Beis. Aleph, Beis, Gimel. And every letter has its own pasuk. Except two are together. You'll see it tonight. Look inside the Slichos. The Nun and the Samach. The Nun and the Samach are together. Nasagve, Meoitar, Mucham, Bezvulecha. They don't get their separate psukim. The Nun and the Samach, they don't get their separate psukim. Why not? So I want to suggest, perhaps, it's based on a Gemara in Brachos Avdalot. Because I was thinking about it. You know, we all know the mazel of Elul is a besula. The mazel of Elul this month is a besula. That we should be pure, pure again. Like a besula, like a virgin. But it's strange. It's a strange mazel. Isn't that avoda? The avoda is to do tshuva. The avoda is to do tshuva and be metakin ourselves and fix ourselves and get back to a state of tahara. A besula is only once a besula. You can't then become a besula again. So maybe that as well is based on this Gemara. If you look in the Gemara, very famous Gemara in Brachos Davdal and Mabez, the Gemara says that at first, Amar Rav Yochanan, Mipnei Malo Nomar Nun Ba'ashrei. Why is there no pasuk that starts with Nun in Ashrei? Because Nun represents our downfall. Nun represents a downfall of Klal Yisrael. As the pasuk says, Naflo lo tosef kum besulas Yisrael. That we'll fall and we won't get up. Naflo lo tosef kum besulas Yisrael. But then the Gemara continues. It says, Afilo hachi chazer David v'samchan beruach hakodesh. David HaMelech said, no, there has to be a Nun. David HaMelech said, we're not going to focus on such a pasuk of la nafal atosef kum besulas Yisrael. And David HaMelech said, even a besula who falls, soimeich Hashem l'chol hanoflim. Soimeich Hashem l'chol hanoflim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could lift up any of us. Soimeich Hashem l'chol hanoflim. That even if we fall, we could always get back up. And always get back to the point that we started. Every time we blow shofar, we start with this tekiah, this straight sound, as each and every one of us began yasher, straight. And then we blow a shvarim, a truah, as we're broken. But then we end with a tekiah again, as we all could get back to that place. So meich Hashem l'chol hanoflim. So tonight, when we're going to read the Pizmon, there are only two letters that are together. The Nun and the Samach. The Nun and the Samach represent Soimech Neiflum. That those who fall could get back up. And each and every one of us has to believe that. Rosh Hashanah is also Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Hashanah is also Rosh Chodesh. On Rosh Chodesh, we celebrate what we call the new moon. But is it really a new moon? Is Rosh Chodesh really a new moon? We all know the moon's there the whole time. But it disappears, we don't see it, it's hidden. And then we start to see the light again. But it was really there the entire time. So to each and every one of us, we have to believe and we have to know that Ava for Torah, for mitzvahs, for Hashem, It's there, it's within us. And just because we haven't felt it, and just because it's been covered over, Sameich Hashem L'cho Anoiflu. And tonight, at a time when we should all be sleeping, we're going to be saying Slichus now. To mashvi on ourselves that I'm not sleeping anymore. I'm waking up. I'm waking up Umol Hashem Elokecha Eslavavcha Eslavav Zarecha. I'm taking away all the impediments of my heart to show Hashem how much I love Him on these special days. There's a big tzaddik, Reb Chaim Kreisworth, Zecher Tzaddik Kadosh Baruch Hu. Heard this story from my Rav, from the Rebbe many times. And the Rebbe's mishpacha with Reb Chaim Kreisworth knew this was Emes Shebamito. Reb Chaim Kreisworth, during the Holocaust, was together with another Yid. And this Yid was about to be taken to be killed. And he ran over to Reb Chaim Kreisworth. He said to Reb Chaim Kreisworth, "These are my numbers for my Swiss bank account. There's millions inside this bank account. Please, I'm not going to make it. But remember these numbers, and you're going to live and find the family member of mine that you should give over these numbers to." Kachave, this individual, was murdered. As we know, with the 6 million. Reb Chaim Kreisworth never forgot those numbers. Reb Chaim Kreisworth had a photographic memory. He knew Kol HaTorah Kol HaTorah Kula by Baal Peh. For over 20 years, he's searching for a family member of this Yid. Over 20 years, nobody. And he has these numbers. And one day he's in the Beis Medrash, and an Ani, a poor, impoverished soul, walks into the Beis Medrash collecting. And Reb Chaim starts talking to him. And he asks him what his name is. And he tells him the name. And it's the same last name of that Yid. And they start talking and trying to figure out. And Reb Chaim Kreisworth figures out that he's that Yid's son. That Jew who gave him these numbers, it's his son. And Reb Chaim Kreisworth gives him a big hug. He says, "Don't worry about the little bit I could give you." And he tells him the story about his Tati and gives him the numbers. And this Yid, who was an Ani collecting tzedakah, becomes a multimillionaire. That Yid, Reb Chaim Kreisworth would always say, for years, he had millions, but he wasn't in touch with it. He didn't know about it. He couldn't connect to it. But it was there. It was just waiting for him. It was just waiting for him. Each and every one of us, what we have inside us, every morning, the first thing we thank Hashem. We have a neshama within us. You know, the Baal Tanya says that neshama is chelek elokam imam mamish. It's a part of Hashem. Hashem is Ein Sof. Hashem has no limits. Each and every one of us, we have no limits. We have that Ahava within us. Im to iru. We just have to wake up. It's there. Let's not wait to find it 20 years later like that yid. Let's wake up now. Let's pay attention to the tefillos of these days. And to tonight. Why else are we here? This is not rote, mechanical Yiddishkeit. A Jew who just does what they need to, doesn't show up at 1 o'clock in the morning to daven to Hashem. We're here at 1 o'clock in the morning to daven to Hashem because we know we have that lev, we have that heart, and we have the ava, and we're waking up. We're waking up and we're alive. As levavcha, levav zarecha, as Hashem is baruch, shvi zocha. That just as tonight, we're together, calling it to Hashem, Hanisham Allah v'aguf shalach. Let it not just be for tonight, but tonight is the wake-up call to each and every one of us to be alive and awake in our avodas Hashem and show the Rabbanu Shalom that love is not just bepnimius, that love is bechitzonius, and then we'll be zoicha to ksivich sibatoiva, a year of simcha, a year of bracha, for us and for all of Klal Yisrael.